So let's move on then to the evacuation. So what happened to your family?
Well, I was seven. I do remember going on board, must have been a ferry at the time, and then saying goodbye to my father and my mother and my two sisters and a brand new brother who was only a year, a grandmother and an aunt. And we ended up in Casablanca. I think the crossing was perfectly okay. Ended up in Casablanca in a sort of pavilion in a garden with all our belongings. Extraordinary way to go. I think we even had mattresses and things. Most extraordinary. And luggage. Then my mother found a flat with some other people who were not related but had the same name. And it was a very large flat, so we all had rooms. It wasn't crowded. Casablanca was lovely. And strangely enough, we used to go out. And remember going out one day with my two sisters and walking along the wharf. And a Moroccan following us, which frightened us because we weren't used to it. And he followed and followed, and then we just ran home. And my grandmother, who was a very formidable person, said, "No, you can't go out on your own anymore." So she looked around. And one night, at midnight, I think it must have been, there was a knock on the door. And everybody said, "Don't open the door." My grandmother was like that, and she just opened the door and frightened the man at the other side, who was a huge black Moroccan, dressed all in white with a fez, red fez on his head, and said, "I hear that you're looking for someone to look after your children." And Hamidu became our sort of minder. He used to walk behind, huge fellow, and we would walk in front. So we were quite safe.
That's such a picture, I can see it.
Can you?
Yes, yeah, that's fantastic. Yeah, how wonderful.
Yeah, and then one day my mother said, "We're going out," so she took it wasn't really what they call a gharry, which Malta has, those little horse-drawn little cabs. It was a bigger one, more like a carriage, really. So we all settled in it, and she and the children, I think it was she and the children, maybe perhaps my grandmother, and then all of a sudden one of the wheels fell off. So that didn't last very long. So we must have got something back. I do remember, very interesting, that she used to send us out to eat, or occasionally. And there was what I think must have been the first self-service that ever came into being. You came to the front and paid for what you actually wanted. You walked along, and there were windows, and the whatever you wanted came from the other side, and then you opened this glass window and you took out your plate with what you wanted.
Gosh, like a sort of early snack machine.
Yes, amazing.
Yes.
Then all of a sudden there was trouble. We were bombed. I'm not sure who bombed us, because the French had capitulated. And then There were bombs, and we were told that we had to leave immediately.
How long do you think you were there in
I think it must have been. It must have been probably July. Could have been July. July, because I think we got back the end of August, roughly, or into early September. What I do remember that we crossed in the night in the most appalling conditions. The weather was horrendous, and this I remember very strongly, because it was not a big vessel. And I do remember sometimes you were down in the deep and the waves were above you, or then you were on top of the waves and the waves were below you, which I've never been frightened of anything, nothing. Although I was born in the period where people frightened you to keep you in check, but they never managed to frighten me. And that I do remember, that crossing, which wasn't very pleasant. Got to Gibraltar, and then it was like a limbo period. And then my father arranged for one of his ships to bring us to England. And what I enjoyed most was that everybody was seasick, and I wasn't seasick. So in the morning I would come down to the dining room, and I had all the stewards looking after me, because there were only about a dozen people in the dining room having breakfast.
Did you have some of your friends? Were there some friends on the
No. Family, yes. Friends, no.
So this wasn't a regular evacuation boat to England that other
people... Yes.
It was?
I think so, yes.
Was it very full then?
It must have been, because, I mean, there were lots of Gibraltarians, obviously, and we had a convoy around, because we could see, you know, other ships, I suppose, destroyers or something. What I did get the sensation was that I couldn't. I've always been claustrophobic, hence I'd never went to school, really. I used to either, I couldn't bear the thought of being locked up in a room. And when I stood on deck, I would look out and thought, I can't get away from here, you know. Like when I go on a plane.
Yes, you can't unless you jump in the sea.
Yes, exactly. I could see for miles and the horizon, and just the sea, and I thought, my God, I can't go anywhere.
Did you get special treatment because your father worked for a shipping company?
I wouldn't have thought so. I don't think so. My mother had a cabin and with the children, and my aunt and my grandmother had a cabin. That's, I think, about the extent of his influence. I think other people might have shared cabins. We were all right, because he worked for the shipping line.
So the voyage was the conditions were quite good.
Very, very nice. Loved it. I mean, it was lovely. Most enjoyable.
What year was this, do you think?
I think this was 39. Either 39 or very early 40.